Hey guys, welcome back to What Women Binge. Amanda and I have a wonderful guest in the room today. We have Clea Shearer here, and she is from The Home Edit. You might know her from The Home Edit and so many other amazing adventures and entrepreneur and, oh my gosh, how many adjectives can we take to describe you? Like fabulous, fashionable,
I mean, basically
fun.
Icon. I'll take fun, but I don't know about the others.
Oh,
I'll
fabulous and fashionable for sure.
You're conquering the world. Like, go women because of Clea.
Nice. That's very, very kind. I'm blushing.
And you're a bucket list person to have on. Like,
oh,
since
my
our
God,
first
really?
Season.
Our very first episode, when we were just thinking about a list of who we wanted to have.
I have had you on this list since day one. So I'm so
not
glad
only
this
that,
is working out.
I forgot about this. I was moving here in 2020, and one of my very fashionable, very stylish, very like interior design friends was like, you're moving to Nashville? You have to meet the Home Edit girls.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait, what?
Really? Nashville has like big celebrities.
Yes. Nashville
is a very
of the
cool
list.
Oh my God. That is so kind and not true. I always remind people, you have to remember.
Okay.
You have to remember my organizing roots. I organize tampons under a sink. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
but
I
you know what, though?
Four celebrities.
But how many people
anymore,
want
though,
that? Want that? And like, need that? And you serve a need for all these people that think you're absolutely fabulous, and everyone wants to be able to have the talent that you have. And I mean, I'm not kidding. When I tell you that I was moving here, and like probably three people told me, "Can you get in touch with the Home Editor? Can we?
Oh my God!
Can you,
well, I'm
can
so
we
glad we're friends now.
Like they, yeah,
welcome
they were like,
to
can
our
you
life.
Be best friends?
Yeah, I'm so glad.
We'll keep you.
We were at a dinner together with a bunch of people that I didn't know, and I don't think you knew either. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a hosted by someone to get together, and we left, and I was like, oh my God, can we be friends?
And then like 2 days later, we're at the same nail salon. Which,
yes,
by the way, I haven't gotten my nails done since then.
Oh,
which might have been 6 months ago.
I just got them done there. I love it. I love
you
it
did?
There. Oh,
yeah.
It's like home. I just
roll in
my PJs.
Oh,
yeah, it's the best.
I haven't done it, and so I've lost touch with like taking care of myself, I feel like.
My nails are something that for some reason, it's just like, it's not even a vanity thing. It's
no.
like, I don't know. It's
it makes
comfort.
Me feel pulled together.
Yes,
like I have my
it.
Life together when
needed,
my nails are
yes.
done.
But I need it to happen. Like, how come nobody, can we do this? Can mm-hmm. we like maybe collaborate with the Home Edit and do like a, we'll build a little place that's like, get your hair done, get your waxing done, get your spray tan on, get your nails done.
You could do it here. This building is pretty great.
Right?
We could turn it into something.
I got space.
We could do it. I mean, because I'm like, I am so sick of like, I gotta go here and get my Botox. I gotta go here and get my nails done.
Like, I need like booths. You know what I mean?
Like an antique mall, but for body admin.
Yes.
I
and
need,
you bring everybody in.
I need like
a little chair massage person, right? Maybe reflexology.
No, this is
have you been to Buka?
No. Oh.
Oh my.
Is that the
gosh.
Foot massage place?
Yes.
But it's more than it's reflexology.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
Did I say that right?
Uh-huh.
It is amazing.
All right, yes. I gotta go
and
there.
So you move from, they do a massage, like you're in this like really comfortable chair with blankets and everything, and they do massage on your shoulders and your feet, and then you move to the chair.
Oh.
So you really actually get like a great full massage.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
truly.
In pieces. But in like important
pieces.
And it's very vibey in there. It's
yeah, it's
like
very
dark
relaxing.
And like,
and you don't have to get naked.
No.
Oh,
which
yeah.
to me is actually just, it's like a barrier to entry. It's the reason why I don't swim. Like, I don't want to change, you know? Like, it's just so
not
annoying.
Not this girl. Melissa's like, naked? Cool. Let's go.
I just am like, it's like one more thing to do.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. It's actually why one of the things I hate most about acting is that I have to, like, when I'm directing, I'm like, I don't have to change my clothes today.
Oh,
like, when I'm acting,
you don't have
actually,
to get glam.
Oh, I don't have to wear Spanx. I don't have to have mascara in my eyeballs. I don't have to wear high heels. I don't have to carry the purse.
But I have so many bags. In my purse right now, I have a purse within my purse.
Bag and bag.
I have a bag
and bag. People don't understand
this. Bag and bag, always.
I'm always bag and bag.
Because the tote holds all my things, my snacks,
yeah.
my, you know, all
oh.
of it. And then my bag and bag is what I use to, like, pop out of the car. Not,
yes.
I mean, in here,
okay,
I brought
yeah.
both
yeah.
my bags. But, like, you know, you don't want to be walking around everywhere
with a giant tote. Yes.
Yeah, so that's my thing. I'm always trying to find the right amount of pockets in a
mm-hmm.
purse, but the right size that it's not too heavy.
Oh, you get
and I won't load it with too
organizer
much
organizer that goes down in the bag, and then you put the other bags that you want to take
so
out of
that's,
it in it.
So I just did this when I was
need
on
pockets.
The set of this movie. I had
yeah,
this.
You,
you
need
ruin
pockets.
Purses
you need
if you use pockets.
Well, here's the problem. I might, like, disagree with both of you about that, because I just was on set where I brought a purse with me. I have this little tiny one that my husband got me at Chloe for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was obsessed with it. And it's perfect size for the things I need, mm-hmm. nothing extra. But then I was going to work and I was like, well, I want to have my iPad with me and maybe throw the script in it and like have just a few things that I need to have on set. But this purse is like, it's a big leather purse with a zipper down the middle. And then, and it can kind of expand. It's a little like duffelish. Mm-hmm. Like it feels duffelish, mm-hmm. but it's got four pockets on the outside. So I had one that had my car keys and room key for my hotel. I had one that had my wallet and money. And then I had one that had my glasses and sunglasses. And then one that was like chapsticks, lipsticks, lotions,
but
nail file.
But you can have that.
Nothing on the inside. Nothing on the inside.
Nothing. You were just so excited about the outside pouches.
I was so excited about the pockets to be able to find stuff like that.
Like, well, like a utilitarian purpose like that, sure. Like a travel bag or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a carry-on.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't want all the, I only want the pockets. Like, can we make a purse that has four pockets on the inside
and
nothing else?
Here's what's going
to happen. I actually think I saw something like that on TikTok.
You have to send this.
Okay, I'm going to search it and find. So a woman definitely invented
also,
it.
Also, there's a Birkin for that.
But like she said, too heavy. I need crossbody too.
No, there's
because like, you introduced me to the Real.
Oh well, wait. I love a deal. So, but
you know,
also,
I was the first employee of the Real.
Shut up.
It started in my living room.
Talk to us.
Shut
on my
up.
Dining room table.
I knew I loved you. Oh my gosh.
I was employee one.
Really?
And I was there for 4 years, and then I moved to Nashville right after. But
no way.
Yeah, I was on the ground floor of the Real.
What was the thinking behind that? Like,
so the founder, she was a .com person. Mm-hmm. So she had the concept and the idea and the notion of doing this online, because a lot of women that she knew and friends, they would love to buy something secondhand, but they don't want to go in a store mm-hmm. and go rummaging around.
Right.
And I think that there aren't that many good ones too. So it's like, you know,
they're really
hit
aren't.
Or miss.
Yeah.
And they had this concept of, you know, making a consignment website so that to take away the stigma of mm-hmm. it, to make it easy, again, no barrier to entry, and to collect only designer items. So, you know, nothing that you needed to kind of sift through.
Okay. Yes.
And so they had the concept and the warehouse in San Francisco. They needed someone to get into people's closets. So I grew up in LA and I know a few people.
Yeah.
So I was the person to start the actual consignment. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I grew, obviously Los Angeles was a huge market, but I helped, you know, hire people, other directors around the country. And then I became the director of the West Coast. And yeah.
And you jumped ship to do your own thing.
Well, you know, I loved being in people's closets. I loved organizing them and I loved editing. So after the Real, I was like, I think I'm going to start my own business and I want to do the editing and organizing. So,
oh my gosh, I totally should have called you when I needed to redo my closet. Like, I have an interesting situation in my closet.
She has a sink in her closet.
I have a sink in my closet I don't want, and I have nowhere to hang long dresses. I still, after 3 years of living here, I'm like, I need to rip out the sink and I need a bar. So I'm like, I think I'm just going to go to like, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond and stick a freaking bar up and just hang my...
yeah. R.I.P. to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Overstock. I'll go to Overstock.
Yeah, exactly. But you absolutely can take out one of the short hang and make a long hang stall.
Oh, that's true too. But
you
I can kind of use it all.
Oh, use
that's
it all. Very I know. It's
the only
hard.
Thing I don't use is the sink. Although I do, because I put my makeup on my hand. Like I put my foundation on my hand. My Il Makiage foundation.
Look at you.
I just bought Il Makiage. What
oh,
do we
it's
think
so
about
good.
It?
It's
is
so
it?
Good. Yeah, I've been okay. doing like the little ads for them here and there. And people, okay. I have gotten more people texting me. How is it?
Is
Tell
it
me
actually
the truth.
As good
and
as
I'm
you
like,
say
oh
it.
No, like all of my makeup is now Il Makiage. All of my face products are Il Makiage now.
I love the, they have this like gel.
The Power Lift is the Il Makiage, the
I'm
blue,
yes.
It's got a little magnet scooper.
You've been
on
holding out on me.
Oh, well, you haven't seen my ads,
little
I guess.
Scooper sits right on top.
I'm your best friend. I shouldn't have to see the ad.
Not only that, the chapstick.
I feel betrayed.
The chapstick is like a little tiny, beautiful little white glass case and you untwist it, but the little lip brush, or it's mm-hmm. not really a brush, it's like a little pad, is magnetic and sits on the top too. So,
so smart.
I love little chapstick on.
I love beautiful things that are smart.
Yeah. And it's the Power Lift is very lovely. You can wear it as a serum. Sorry, I'm like, I can give you the whole picture.
No,
right
I love it.
You could do it as a serum.
Not sponsored, but
you can
reach out to us.
it feels good. putting it on.
It does.
You know?
Yeah. And you can wear it, like, it works as two things. Like, I always put it on, it's underneath my makeup right now, but I also use it at night before I go to bed. So you can use it as a serum, or you can use it as, like, a pre-makeup preparation.
Hey, Amanda, you know how we always give our guests really great socks?
Yes.
Well, I just found some new socks, and I think you did too. Dr. Motion.
I love Dr. Motion socks.
Dr. Motion socks are awesome. Here's the crazy thing about Dr. Motion. It's a wellness brand.
It's a wellness brand, but for your feet. And it benefits all parts of your body, really.
They have mild compression socks, which are ankle length to knee high. They're smooth. They're reinforced toe for optimal comfort and durability, which is great.
I wore them on a hike this week. And let me tell you, girls' feet held up.
Yes. And the compression tights are awesome for being on the airplane. They help me with circulation and... You know, they just
hurt that they're cute too. When you think of compression socks, you don't always think cute. But I got compliments on mine. And yours have tiny mushrooms.
Mine have tiny mushrooms because we're in a mushroom phase right now. And there's mushrooms are hot. And I like my mushroom socks. And the graduated compression tights have full leg support to reduce leg fatigue.
Yes. And for our diabetic customers, they have the most comfortable diabetic socks. They are non-compression, and they've been designed specifically to keep the needs of diabetics in mind. So there's no binding Lycra, and the graduated cuff allows maximum stretch.
And look, no matter your age or gender, whether you're a nurse, a mother, a teacher, a traveler, an athlete, someone who stands all day, someone who sits all day, they're great for everybody. And the spring-summer collection just launched on the website.
So go check it out. Have fashionable, comfortable, healthy feet. All you got to do is go to drmotionsocks.com and check out the products and explore the whole new collection.
And it's Dr. D-R Motion Socks. drmotionsocks.com. Check it out. Explore the new collection.
Oh, so I use my, I pump the Il Makiage foundation on my hand, like, you know, a lot of people do. And then I use
should
a brush.
I do that.
Then I put it on.
So you need one of those little.
I know I need a palette.
Like a palette.
Yeah, I just thought of that the other day.
I put it right on my
brush.
On the brush.
That's what I do.
Oh, you do?
Is that bad?
Or I put it like a dot on my finger and just.
Yeah, I think I used to do something like that, like smear it around my face. But I just like, I don't know.
I'm not great with makeup. I need to watch some more TikToks or talk to my daughter.
I get my makeup done all the time and I still don't really feel like I know how to do it properly.
I found the greatest thing that I think I've found in a long time makeup-wise the other day by accident because I went in for something bougie and came out with a $5 mascara that y'all...
So what is it?
She's Love.
Yeah,
it's this Essence brand.
Oh.
So I got some new perfume recently. It was Chanel and I love it. And you know, they always send samples when you order stuff. So they sent me a mascara sample and I was like, oh, I'll try this. I need a new mascara anyway. Loved it. Wanted the waterproof version of it because I'm a crier.
Oh, I can't do waterproof.
And
it won't come off. Yeah.
This one was, I mean, it was not waterproof, but it was easy to get off. I hadn't tried the actual waterproof yet, but they were out of it. And I was like, ugh, what am I going to do now?
Right.
And found one.
So I was literally, you know, in the checkout line where they have all the tiny things.
Oh.
Love the tiny things.
The impulse
things.
Size.
That's, impulse it's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best. They all speak to me.
Guys, I was at home the other day and I was like, I'm busting through here. I'm not looking.
Right. The little things, they look cuter. I love them.
I love a tiny thing. And so, but this is actually not a tiny thing. Somebody had like just set it down, but it was like a double pack of like the regular mascara and the waterproof and the same thing. And it was like less than $10 for both. And the picture on the back, I was comparing it to like the other kind of higher end brands and I liked the way the picture looked better. And I was like, well, for $8.99 or something, I'm
try it.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
If I hate it, I'll give it to my 13-year-old niece, you know?
There
like,
you go. Yeah.
My daughter tells me, she's the one who tells me what kind of makeup I need. Oh, and she will actually go to Sephora and buy it for me.
Wait, so this whole thing, so your daughter's almost 13, you said?
She will be 13 on Monday. She is a teenager.
What are they called? The Sephora girls?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a thing?
It is a thing. She's a Sephora and Ulta. She will hit up both in one mall visit. I don't know what is left to buy. Like, she owns it all.
Oh, TikTok will come up with something every day. Oh, I take my niece and I'm like, you have 30 minutes and $100 and we are getting out of here. I will $100. Well, I don't do that often.
Well, you're a nice aunt.
Well,
first of all, also I worked at The RealReal, but I also worked at Hermes when I lived in New York. And
yeah, she fancy.
She bougie, not me. I was.
This is from Target.
Those were my fancy days. But when you work at Hermes, you can't afford to buy Hermes.
No.
So I just want to be very clear about that.
No. It didn't. You're still a sales associate.
Yeah. No, I was. I worked in the corporate office.
Okay. Well,
but.
Still.
Sales associates, actually, I'm sure they make commission. They can probably afford.
Maybe they can. Yeah.
It's the low-level people in
corporate. I think of my days in retail, and I'm like, oh, no. No. I was doing good to, like, I think my dream bag when I worked in retail was, like, a Coach, like, a little wristlet.
I worked at Coach, too.
I love Coach. I was obsessed.
You guys, I've
Coach.
Had a lot of jobs.
You really have.
That's great, though.
Well,
how old are you? You're not that old.
No.
42.
How did you have this many jobs?
Because I went to college in New York, and I worked the entire time.
Oh, you went to Parsons.
I went to Parsons.
I read that.
And that networking is...
I took one art class at Parsons. I thought I could paint. I can't.
Oh, well, you know, a lot of art students can't paint. So that's why I majored in business. So I worked always in the business side of fashion.
I lived right down the street. I was on 6th Avenue and 10th Street. And so I would just, like, take my big, what's it called, portfolio?
Portfolio. Uh-huh. Did you have the big black
carry? I won't get rid of it.
Oh, my God.
I painted people, like, faces and naked people and all.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I did all that. The things.
I loved figure study class.
I was bad at it.
I have a terrible story about figure study class. Would you like to hear this?
Yeah.
So this one time, I mean, I was used to, like, I went to Watkins here in Nashville before I transferred into Franklin at Omore, which is now Belmont.
Oh.
And so my figure study class, we had this one, she was lovely. I believe she was Russian or Ukrainian. English was not her first language. And she was maybe about 70 something years old. Hmm. And she was our usual model.
Oh.
And I loved her. So one day, I mean, we all got used to her. She was very fun and very maybe too comfortable around all of us. So one day we come in expecting it to be her, and we walk in, and there's, like, this young, maybe 20 years old dude.
Oh, my.
And y'all, it is.
Was everyone blushing?
Okay. Yes, but at the same time, it was like, okay, we're professionals here. We're all going to be artists. We've all seen naked bodies. It's no big deal. Except for the fact that you see all of him. Yes. And that day, his prop was this large ladder.
Guys, my daughter's calling. Oh. I mean, talk about...
I'm
sure she's at Sephora. Hold on. Let me just quickly...
Hold on.
Let's find out.
Hi, Stel.
Mommy, why do I need to have math tutoring today?
Why do you need to have math tutoring today? Because you need to get an A in math. That's why. Okay, honey, I love you. I'm literally recording a podcast right now, and I'm talking about all the makeup.
No, but mommy.
This is the most relatable content we've ever had.
I always have math tutoring on the days I don't have math, and it's a waste of my time.
It's not a waste of your time, honey. Tutoring is important, and you can practice.
No, it stresses me out.
All right, Stella, I love you so much. This is all going to... Why can't you call Daddy? Oh, she just hung up on me.
It was kind of, it made
that
me
is
feel
the most
so
perfect
much,
13
wait,
I've Clea, ever
I
heard.
I can't even tell you how much that makes me feel better about the fact that I get hung up on by my teenagers all the time.
It's really, they don't say goodbye.
No, they just, they're mad because they want to get mad. The only reason they call is because they're mad at you. Right, otherwise, they would text or just ignore you.
It's either they're mad or they want something.
Okay, yes. Literally tying bricks to all my children's heads. They're not allowed to turn into teenagers.
No, you don't even understand.
I won't allow it.
Like, it gets real.
It's pretty rough. I gotta say.
Are you experiencing with 13 the... My sister has a 13-year-old, and she has reverted to, like, toddlerhood in that she's clingy, like a little koala, like, does not leave her side, is constantly in her business. Like, you look up, we're, like, having an adult conversation, she's like,
oh, really?
That is real.
Like, standing right there.
Oh, my God. I cannot say a word without her clocking it. And, like, what do you mean by that? Who are you talking about? We've been trying to get her history grade up, and I keep joking to my husband that we just need to gossip about Thomas Jefferson, and Stella will be like on it.
Oh,
you
try
know?
That. That's actually brilliant.
I have to be like, did you hear what
that?
George Washington's foreign
policy?
Because
that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really.
I mean, tricking your kids, like, I just tricked my 11-year-old into doing chorus because I convinced him that he was, because I got something that said all fourth graders are being invited to chorus, and I was like, Tucker, they invited you to chorus, and he goes, they did? I was like, yeah. He goes, I said, do you want to do that? Should we say yes? And he's like,
well, if they ask, then they should
do it.
Oh, I love that. And I was like, great. Now he thinks he's something special. He's like, you know, I'm part of Chorus.
Right, that, right.
Only with like four other people that said yes.
Right.
Because he doesn't read
invitation.
Genius.
Chorus invitation.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I had thought of this for like my 18-year-old with like.
Oh, I was telling you about ladder balls.
Okay. Oh, ladder balls.
Great.
Ladder yes, balls. Let's go there.
Y'all, so it's this ladder set up in the middle of the art room. Ugh. And he's standing there and no one's thinking anything of it. He gets into his first pose and we all like have set up our easels and we turn back around to look at him. And it's like they're resting on
the
ladder. And not only are they resting on the ladder, they're so long.
Oh,
but they're
my.
Like, they're down a step.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a drawing like, of this?
I do.
Can we please see it?
I think you need to
I know,
to
how
show
do we
it.
See this?
Droopy ladder balls is the worst thing I've ever
well,
heard.
Will Instagram shut that down if you post it?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules. His face isn't out. Showing, obviously, because my view, y'all, is legit.
Oh my gosh.
It's behind the ladder.
Oh my gosh.
So you can, you see the back of the ball.
I feel like we need to, like, Logan needs to somehow splice that in, like, really quickly, like, you don't know what you're
like
seeing into, like, YouTube where it's so quick that you don't know
I mean,
that you're
it's
seeing.
It's a drawing. It's art. It's a tasteful nude.
It's very.
It's yes. just got character.
I hope it's accurate.
Wow.
I mean, I'm nothing if not a.
Detail?
Detail-oriented. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Draftsperson.
Right. Wow. Wow.
Anyway, away from the ladder balls.
But yeah. Stella interrupted that one.
Yeah, where is she? Tell us. Okay, so the home edit, how did that start?
Okay. So, like I said, I moved to Nashville. I didn't have a job. I left my job in Los Angeles. We moved for my husband's career. He's a photographer, and he works a lot with musicians.
Not just a photographer, like incredibly well-known photographer.
He has had some success. Yes, he's had some success. So the only reason John gets a lot of street cred in our house because he shoots Taylor Swift.
Would be a god in my house.
Stella has been to many shows on the Eras Tour. She's been within, you know, 1 foot away from Taylor. She cried for 4 hours.
Oh my gosh,
she cried for 4 hours.
That would be Golda. Golda would be like, I don't know what this emotion is.
Yeah, that was hard for her.
My 11-year-old loved her until she ruined football, he said.
Oh, see, I think she made it great. I love football now.
I agree. I have no problem with it. But he all of a sudden was like, she's just making the Chiefs win and I don't like the Chiefs. And like,
well, and then people said she was making them lose for a while.
So. I haven't seen her in a uniform yet, so I'm not sure what the problem
is. Exactly, that's true. And I'm a curse. I can't wear people's uniforms. Like, I've had players ask me, like, oh, if I win this bet or something, will you wear my jersey? It's like, you don't want me to wear your jersey.
Yeah.
When I wear someone's jersey, it is like career-ending injury.
Oh my God.
Like that game.
Hey, Amanda, I am heading on a girls' trip tomorrow. And first of all, I'm so sorry that I'm not bringing you because
that's okay.
We would have a blast. But I'm so excited because you know what I'm bringing with me?
What?
I'm bringing my pair eyewear. You know why? Because I want to be reading on the beach, but I also want to snap on the front frames, the sunshades.
Well, you can have them in every color that you want to match all of your swimsuits and all of your resort wear.
Exactly. I'm bringing bright pinks and ombres and all kinds of fun colors.
Are you just bringing your sun tops or do you have your readers and blue blockers too?
I'm bringing all of them. I have my blue blockers in my readers and I will snap on my sun tops and it's awesome. And it's also awesome because you get infinite possibilities and it starts at just $60, including your prescription.
And with their sun top collection, you can protect your eyes and style without paying extra for prescription sunglasses. It is awesome. And plus you get 15% off by using the code BINGE at PairEyewear.com.
You can browse the top frames and see all the different designs, collections. You can figure out so many different ways to just make your glasses part of your look.
You know what my favorite thing about the Pair Eyewear website is, though? The virtual try-on. Because I thought, yes. I only look good in one style of glasses. But until I went on Pair's website and tried them on for myself, I now have two different styles of Pair frames, plus all the toppers to go with them. I just snap on my style each day. It's so good.
Yeah, so you can step into the spring sunshine with a snap. Sun top frames start at just $30. And they're wide frames to fit every face. They have new designs that drop every month, including fun collabs.
And you get free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy if you, for some reason, don't like it, which
yes.
There's no way you're not going to like this. So One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to paireyewear.com and use Binge, B-I-N-G-E, for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that What Women Binge sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com, code Binge.
Hang on. Wow. It's happened like four times.
We have to get back to how.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes, Clea. Sorry, okay. This is about you.
So we moved to Nashville. I was honestly just having like a bad day in LA, and my husband asked like if I would consider it. And I was like, let's go. I was like, that's fine. Let's just do it. And I don't know what idiot does that. Don't do as I do. But sight unseen, had never been here. Just picked up and moved. And I was like born and raised in LA.
Yeah.
So it was like a big deal for me to leave. My parents, my brother, everyone, they were like, what?
What year is this?
That was in 2015.
Okay.
So we moved here. I had no friends. I knew zero people. And I met a friend on Instagram, which is like what you do. You have to friend date, you know, you online friend
date.
That's
the worst.
Yes. That's how I became friends with some of my friends here.
Yeah. You move to DMs and then you're like, do you want to get brunch? Like you pass a phone number. So anyway, I told her that I wanted to start an organizing company. And she said, well, I actually have a really good friend who had one in San Francisco and wants to re-up it in Nashville. And I was like, that sounds like a perfect situation. Oh, my God. And she pitched the same thing to Joanna. And Joanna was like, absolutely not. Like, I don't need a business partner. And I
she'd already done it
don't
herself.
Need a friend. Yeah, she had done
I
it
don't
herself.
Need a friend.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Wow.
Yeah. My friends in Connecticut are always like, my dance card's full.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no new friends is her motto, actually.
That's and, funny.
And I'm so the opposite. Like, you know, Melissa and I went to dinner and I'm like, will you be my friend?
Yeah.
You know?
And I was like, yeah. And we see each other at nails. We talk for like 20 minutes. They're like, can we do your nails now?
It's right. Okay. I like pick up friends everywhere I go. Like, we're friends now. And Joanna is not that way. But I did talk her into having lunch. So we sat down 4 hours later. We just got up as business partners and we started the company that day. Like within 8 hours, start to finish, we got our social handles. We came up with our name.
So you figured out the name.
Logo.
Wow.
Oh, we did it all. We got our website domain. We started our legal paperwork. Like when I tell you we started the company that day, I mean like
legitimately.
Wow. That's like us in this podcast.
I know.
Want to do a podcast? Yeah, let's do it. Where do we do it? Right here. What should it look like? Here, I'll decorate it by next week.
Right. You know, I mean, we're impulsive is, you know, not the best word, but that is what happened
spot
in this
nanny.
Case.
It's like, it goes back to this, like, when you know.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we, you know, and it's a good thing because we didn't Google each other. We had, like, no, like, there was not
you
a background
time.
Check. Yeah, no. There we, and we, like, have more bank accounts together than we have with our husbands. So,
that's hilarious.
That's pretty great.
So I'm glad it worked
that's
out.
Real
that's
trust.
Amazing. Yeah. So, and now you guys are not only have your product line at Walmart, you also have a deal with Hello Sunshine, right? Or
Hello Sunshine acquired us.
Acquired.
So in 2022, Hello Sunshine acquired the Home Edit. And with that, you know, we have a lot of divisions of the company. We have our organizing services, which is where Joanna and I started. Mm-hmm. That was what the company was.
Is that nationwide?
Yes. Okay. So that was the idea that we came up with. The Home Edit was an organizing company, in-home organizing services, and Joanna and I would show up with our shirts that said The Home Edit, and we organized tampons under the sink.
That is
what we do. And then we started doing it for celebrities, and we kind of gained our notoriety and social following that way.
And honestly, one of the big ones was Reese Witherspoon's costume closet, right?
Yes. So,
see, when I moved here, my friend told me I needed to find you guys. It's because she knew I had a huge costume closet. But I was like, but they already did hers. They won't do mine, too.
We do all sorts of closets. Joanna and I don't show up at people's homes anymore, but we do when we film TV.
The show. Yeah,
when we film our shows. So we'd started as organizing services, then it turned into also having a product line. It's at the Container Store and we have a separate one at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And we put out our first book. We're now working on book number, we're releasing book number 4 soon.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, then they turned into New York Times bestsellers and that was really exciting because who knew, that we could write a book. I just like sat down. I wrote it. Like word.
You did?
I sure did. And I took every photo in the book.
What?
Yeah.
That's book a lot
one.
Of work.
Book one. Book two, I also wrote and shot. Book three, we worked with someone. I was in cancer treatment at the time. And so I did the revisions on that book, but we worked as a team on that one. And then book four is so exciting. I can't tell you guys about it yet.
Can you tell the name or no? Has it not been announced?
I think it's announcing next week.
Okay. Well, we have to get into what you binge, but I want to hear a little bit about your cancer story, if you would share some
of
it. I know that you have been very public about it.
I came from a radiation checkup today.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's where I came from.
So where are you, if you can?
Yeah, no, I celebrated being cancer-free November 22nd of 22. So I had my one-year anniversary a few months ago.
Yay.
Thank you. I was diagnosed with breast cancer on March 8th of 2022.
Okay.
Went through chemo, radiation, and my cancer, I'm hormone positive. And for people who don't know what that means, it means that, my doctor's going to call me and be like, you did not explain this correctly, but,
well, I don't know anything about it. So
it means that the cancer like feeds from my hormones. So they have, it's hormone receptor positive, which is like, what does that mean even? But it's estrogen and progesterone. Basically I need to shut that production down in my body. Mm-hmm. So that the cancer doesn't feed on it and grow back. So I have a high risk of reoccurrence, and my cancer was, the pathology came back that it was really aggressive and fast moving. So what I have to do now to keep cancer at bay is I'm on a hormone therapy. I take an oral chemo and a monthly injection for the next 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Does it make you sick? Is it have bad side effects?
It's the oral chemo is not the best. I carry around Zofran.
Oh, really?
A lot. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Zofran.
Yeah.
Zofran, right? And Il Makiage.
Yeah.
Yes. It really
brought
is.
To you by. One for the inside, one for the outside.
It is seriously a miracle. Like, this is so silly because it's like I battled cancer, but my biggest fear was throwing up.
I'm right there with you.
No, I have emetophobia. I haven't thrown up since I was 10.
I don't think I have either.
Like you,
I did once when I was pregnant in 2008.
From throwing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was able to do that when I was a kid. I used to lay on the floor in my bathroom by the toilet and be so afraid I was going to vomit that I would lay there and try to calm myself.
I do that now. And there's something about laying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, the cold floor.
Yeah, it's better. But I legitimately was so panicked when I found out about chemo. I was like, okay, fine. I'll lose my hair. I'll be bald. Yeah. But I don't want to throw up.
I won't barf.
Yeah.
So the Zofran really helps.
Yes. And I also carry around, for everyone listening, Compazine, which is for breakthrough nausea. So it's like Advil and Tylenol. Like, you know, okay. Advil you can only take every like 8 hours.
Right.
So you can take Tylenol at 4 hours or something. It's like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, but
I didn't know about all that.
She's doing prepared. Well. I'm prepared.
Sounds like you're doing great.
I am.
And are you very active in like talking to people about,
yes,
you know, getting checked and all those
yes.
things?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your best advice on that? Like, I still don't think I know how to do a proper self-check.
Well, I'm actually writing my cancer memoir right now. I'm almost done with it. And I do have a whole section on resources for how to do self-exams. It's really important. The most important thing you can do, forget about if it's right or wrong, it's to just do it frequently so you know your baseline.
Okay.
Like, I don't care if you're just poking around. You know, it's like it doesn't. Sure, like there are certain things that you should be doing correctly, but the most important thing is if you feel something off, you only would know that if you're doing it regularly.
Right. So feel yourself up pretty often.
That's what I did, and I found my own tumor.
Really?
I was about to ask, you found your own.
Wow.
I found my own tumors. I had two large ones, and then a bunch of microscopic ones. And the reason why I needed chemo and radiation is because I found it too late, and it already spread to my lymph nodes.
Oh,
so it was in my lymphatic system. Had I done a proper check before, earlier, I could have probably avoided.
And you were young. You were like, you hadn't gotten a mammogram at this point,
right? I was 39.
So had you had a mammogram yet?
I had not. And I was 39 when I first felt my tumors. I had turned 40 and was like, well, wait a minute. What is that? Sure, breasts are lumpy, but that feels like,
different.
Why wouldn't it be?
You know, at 40, I asked if I could get a mammogram, and they were like, oh, do you want one? I was like, yes, please. And they were like, okay. But then when I went in, the technician said, you probably should have had one at 35 and then waited until 40.
I've had
yes.
two or three now.
It would have saved
me.
She's in her late 30s.
It would have saved me if I had done it in my 30s.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, when I found my lumps, I called my OB. I got out of the shower. I was in New York doing press. And I got out of the shower like shaking, because that was the realization where I was like, wait, these lumps feel like lumps. No. So I called my OB. I asked for a mammogram. I said that I had lumps, and they wouldn't see me. They wouldn't get me in.
What?
So they said our books, this was February, our books are closed, like they're full, everything's booked, and the May book isn't open yet, so you're just going to have to try again.
What?
Try back.
No.
So I, yeah, it was pretty shocking. Like, you know, it's like you call your doctor, there's a difference between getting an annual checkup and having the flu, you know?
Yeah.
They get you in, they see you.
Yeah.
I thought that there would be like a red phone for like when someone calls for a lump.
Yeah,
like there might be cancer in my body. Yeah. Hello.
Do you think they get too many false alarms and they're like, they don't want
maybe, but
hypochondriacs or something like that?
But like, I mean, I just can't imagine.
That's not right.
I said to the woman who answered the phone, I was like, is this the way the medical system works? Like, how is this okay?
Like, I want to be checked today.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, yeah, I know, sweetheart, but.
I mean, I just told my dermatologist.
Call me sweetheart one more time. I'm going to come through the phone.
My husband said he saw something on the back of my ear that looked funny. And I was like, I panicked, but I was out of town. And so as soon as I got back, I called my dermatologist. I said, can I get in and see? And they were like, yeah, what do you, you just had a checkup. I was like, yeah, you know, there's something on the back of my ear. And they're like, we'll see you Monday.
Right.
So exactly. I'm going on Monday to
examine. Well, and when I switched OBs and gynecologists.
Yes,
I hope you did. Mine retired. And so I had to have a new one. I went to my new one and he didn't really have my history or anything. And so we were talking through it and I was like, well, I've got these two lumps that I've had checked before and everything's fine. And he was like, yeah, we're going to do that again.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And so like within the next 24 hours, I had another mammogram and an ultrasound and ruled everything out.
See, now I have a problem. Well, this is a side note. Well,
I got my mammogram that led immediately to an ultrasound.
So they won't do it for me here in the state.
The
back
radiologist.
In Connecticut, I was getting them at the same exact time. I would do one and then the other because I had dense tissue, so it was recommended that I always do both at the same time. Here in Tennessee, they're like, you can get the mammogram, but
I've
we don't see
now,
a need for the ultrasound.
Times.
They won't. Nobody will let me. No.
You need to go to Vanderbilt.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah,
because they won't let, they're like, nah, you don't need it. If the doctor says you do, I'm like, but everyone else always said I did.
No,
so.
I got my mammogram ultrasound. And then when they read, the radiologist came to look at the ultrasound. And she was like, there are some very concerning lumps. Or she said, they're concerning. And I was like, well, can you tell me, like, are they cancerous? And she said, they're concerning and they need to be biopsied. And I was like, oh, well, I'm like actually going out of town for spring break. So, and she was like, I don't think you understand. Like, you can't leave this building without getting a biopsy.
Oh, you went same day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now that's the kind of service
you want,
first of all.
She knew. Yeah. And then when I walked in for the biopsy,
there was
a different radiologist. And I'm just going to like keep asking people until someone tells
me
definitively.
Yeah.
And I said, could it be anything else? And she said, honey, you have cancer.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, God. My husband was in the waiting room for this whole time. It took like 6 hours because I just kept having to move from one room to another room. And it was a breast center, so he couldn't go back with me. And he was panicking, and I was panicking. But, you know, here I am.
Here
so
you are.
Saved my life.
Helping other people get checked when they're supposed to get checked.
Well, that's the best. If you follow her on Instagram, that's my favorite because I feel like I feel like we're already friends because I watch your stuff every single day. But I have loved
and we've been stalking
how you have advocated for women through this whole process and how you have been transparent about your journey and how it's not been easy.
As soon as I got over the shock, I was like, I'm going to make my cancer purposeful and I am going to share every minute of it so that if I can help someone else's life and get checked sooner. I mean, you know, I wish I had done it for myself.
Well, up until recently, there weren't really examples of women going through this that unless it was in your own family that you, I feel like, you know, we didn't talk about this.
No. Well, that's another thing that one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it, because I don't have the BRCA gene. I have no history of female cancer in my family. Like, I was 39 when my tumors formed. I mean, it was not like a probable thing for me to have cancer, which is why when I first felt something, I was like, I don't know. I mean, that's not right.
You know?
And finally, when I turned 40 and felt it, I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Like it was a mammogram was on my mind. That's the only reason why it clicked.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
All right. We have to ask you these questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Is there a movie you feel you should have watched, but you haven't yet?
Goonies. I know.
Do you know we had Sean Astin on last week?
It's a shock. And now I'm like, am I too old?
No. And your kid, you have a 10-year-old,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's the perfect age.
Yeah, perfect
age. He will
age.
Love it.
Shock. I was at a bar once in LA, and it was like one of those like hipster bars in like downtown, and they were playing like old movies on the screen. And I looked up, and I was like, what movie are they playing to John? And everyone in the bar looked at me like, I was
crazy. Like everyone that was in that movie became a big star because of it. But but the cool thing about Goonies is I feel like you'll get a lot of pop culture as soon as you watch it.
Right.
Yes. You're like, oh, that's what that means.
So I
have been Chunk is.
I've been playing along with everyone for years that I had seen it. Like, because it was too embarrassing to say that I hadn't. So I was like, yeah, you know, for everything.
Well, last week I had to tell Sean Astin I'd never seen Lord of the Rings. I mean, he knew, but we publicly had to say it. Yeah, and I was like, it's just terrible to tell your friend that.
I'm a Harry Potter girl, not Lord of the Rings.
Well, see, that's okay. I feel like I'm a little more, I think that's the thing.
You get a pick. I believe that's the rule.
Okay.
You get
maybe it's the beards. Don't the Lord of the Rings, they have a lot more beards.
Yeah, there's a lot of body hair.
There's a lot of hair. Yeah, and they're like the hobbits have weird feet, right?
Not cool with that.
I mean, I've got my mushroom socks on today.
They're
my
adorable.
Dr. Motion, yeah, my compression socks.
That is a sponsor.
My mushroom, yeah, this is a sponsor. Okay, is there a TV villain you love to hate?
A TV villain?
Doesn't have to be TV, it could be movie.
It could be or movie. Book. God, a TV villain that I love to hate. I don't know, do you guys have one?
Like Dr. House from House, maybe?
I haven't seen
But he's not the villain, he's actually the hero, but he's like an anti-hero.
What is it like maybe like a... Like a housewife, like a real
housewife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't want to say because I have dreams of being friends with all of them. So I don't want to.
They
know.
Might
don't
love that you tell her name. Sometimes they want to be. Is That's it Garcelle? True. Just kidding.
No.
She's a friend.
I was like, I can get you in touch with her.
Yeah. No, I, guys.
Is it
you
the
don't
Salt Lake City
it.
Cast?
You don't have to say it.
It's a New York.
Oh.
New York cast.
Cast it's member. It's an old New York cast member.
Is it Bethany?
Oh, you love the hater.
I love it.
But I mean, I love to hate the Kardashians.
She wouldn't care. She'd be like, you can hate me.
I know. But I do think we'd be friends.
I think I could see. I think she would like all of us.
If nothing else.
And I am on Bethany's beauty journey on TikTok. She reviews beauty products.
Really?
She tells you if it's worth the money or not.
Is she in prison?
No.
No, that's,
oh, okay.
That's a different
one.
Oh, that's not her?
Okay. No.
She had a talk show, right? I was on her talk show.
Yeah.
Oh, Teresa's in prison.
Is she still in prison?
No. That's a good question. I don't think so.
Hey, Siri.
Maybe she's with Kate Middleton.
Is Teresa, how do you say her last name?
Giudice
still in prison?
It is? That's how you say it? I always wanted to say like Giudice because it's like they're Italian, right?
No, she's been out since 2015.
Oh, 2015?
That's what it says.
But I think she swapped with her husband.
Yeah, her husband's in or something. Yeah. What's your favorite book genre?
Oh, 1,000% a thriller. I love a high body count. I love a murder. If it doesn't have murder in it, I'm not reading it.
Like, what would be like an author or a book?
Okay, I can tell you, this is what I binge. More than TV, I binge books. I like read a book a week.
Ooh.
Freida McFadden. I can tear through her books. I can be done in 2 days. They are
really
so good. And the thing that I love about them, and she has a lot, which it's like when you get into... A show that has a lot of seasons or something. It's like really fun because you just get to like rip through all these books. But so many of the thriller authors that I read, it's like you kind of end up guessing what's going to happen, you know?
But that's the nice part of
it. With Freida, there's always like I get it wrong almost all the time. And I love that.
Ooh,
I
twisty.
Love
that was me
that
with Game
twisty.
Of Thrones. Like Game of Thrones was always twisty. You never know who's gonna nobody's safe. Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I didn't want to,
but I had to I ended up going there. I was by myself for a little while. My family was talking like gibberish. I didn't understand anything they were saying when they were talking about this. And I was like, well, I'm by myself for a while. Maybe I'll dive in. And by episode like 4, 3 or something, everything shifts and you're like, wait, what?
So, okay, so I need to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you gotta get like 4 or 5 episodes in and then you'll be like,
it's confusing to me. I feel like everyone's named like Dionysus.
You do have to, they all have numerous names. Like Khaleesi is the queen of they've got these like long drawn out names, but you hear them enough that you learn and then you find the families. I mean, I did a whole like,
She basically could draw out the family tree.
Yeah. And you you kind of have to in order to understand it and see a map of where everyone lives.
Interesting.
But then I did like a bracket for the last episode, like to figure out me and my family were like in on who, what, how, what's going to happen. Like who's actually dead, who's not dead, who's alive. Who's...
Oh, so there are murders. I would like
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It sounds like it's up your alley if you would like. Oh, no. Nobody's safe. And it's brutal. Okay.
If you like fantasy at all, werewolf novels are full of murder.
She's all about the werewolf romance.
I don't like fantasy in my mind, but then I end up loving certain things. And I'm like, oh, I guess that would be in that genre.
I got sucked in thanks to Instagram ads.
Yeah.
And now I'm
obsessed. It every time. It'll do it every time.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
No one needs to listen to my voice. I just will say that. But I do like, oh God, what is the name by Sugar Hill Gang? You know, I love that song. It used to be my friends and I in New York. If we could sing the lyrics to that, we were still sober.
Yeah. Oh, and really?
That was our test.
Time for
how
another
drunk
drink.
We were. Yeah, exactly.
We can still do it.
Time for another drink.
Still got it. Yeah.
What is there? Is there a reboot that you liked better than the original?
Well, we're the new hosts of the reboot of Extreme Home Makeover, so it's very exciting.
Yay!
And so I guess I like that reboot.
Do you want to make over my sink in my closet? I don't think you really have a need. I just need the sink ripped out and a bar put in.
I know, but I think they help people with actual needs.
Oh, okay.
Very exciting to scream, move that bus.
Yes.
Oh my God, if you need a guest. I remember the original one.
If you need a guest helper for the bus moving, I'll drive the bus. I don't care. What was your first concert?
My first concert was Counting Crows.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I paused because it's possible that my first concert was Tom Petty.
Also great, though.
And kind of in the same genre.
And like, both at the Hollywood Bowl. That's why I'm like,
really? Yeah. Which is not easy to park at.
No, it's not.
Absolutely miserable.
I have a story with Tom Petty. I was at a hotel in Dallas for a work thing, and the elevator door opened, and there was Tom Petty. And I screamed, Tom Petty, like in his face. And he very clearly did not want to be pointed out and screamed at in front of the whole hotel. And he just hung his head and walked away from me. And then that's it. I'll never see him
disappointing.
Again. That was sad.
What would you like your epitaph to say?
Oh my gosh. That's like a deep one.
Yeah.
All right.
It can be.
Do you have one? Do you have yours?
Oh, gosh. I had it at some point. I can't remember what it was. Who had a good one? Christine Taylor, I think, had a good one, right? Or was it Sean?
Sean had a really good one. If I could tell you what it was,
I
would.
Gosh, I know.
There have been some funny ones.
Maybe they have good ones that I can steal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have one?
There's been a few like she lived, she laughed, she loved, you know.
Yeah.
No, I think that was Christine. Maybe that was Christine.
Yeah, something like that.
That would not be me.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be something like funny, like.
Yeah, no, it would definitely be
here. She lies fearless, ready to haunt you.
Yeah, it would definitely. When my grandmother died, she was so funny and just like unintentionally funny, and she had this like New York accent, and I said that her tombstone should say, my mom did not agree to this, but I said her tombstone should say, excuse me for living. And
that's brilliant. And that is really good.
They wouldn't do it. It's like a Jewish cemetery that would not fly.
Excuse me for living.
Yeah.
Let's just make that yours for right now, just for fun.
I'll do that. I'll take it. She said it once and we still laugh about it. I was like wearing like sandals or something, and she was like, I like your sandals. And I was like, oh, they're Givenchy. And she goes, excuse me for living. And so I was like, you just need to put it on her tombstone.
I love that. There's a joke that says that you should give one person your phone when you die, like that it goes to them.
Yeah, that assigned friend to go through everything.
Well, but that, no. But then at your funeral, have them text everyone something like, thanks for coming to my funeral from your phone number. One last like thing.
Everybody gets one text send off.
Yeah. There is that video of the man who had them play like a recording that sounded like he was trying to get out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
At his funeral.
Sick.
That is sick.
Kind of hilarious.
I would be very disturbed.
Well, I'm going to know whether to laugh.
I'm going
to
take
cry.
Excuse me for living. That's a good one.
All right, we have some this or that's for you.
Okay. Oh. I love a this or that.
And they're good girly ones too.
They're just simple. Okay. So rosé or frosé?
Frosé.
Read the book or watch the movie?
Read the book.
Drive or be driven?
I actually kind of like to drive.
I love to drive.
I am a passenger princess.
I will not be driven.
Brunch or happy hour?
Happy hour.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
There you
nice.
Go.
Okay, and one other thing. Do you have your phone near you or no?
It's in my bag. Do you want me to get it?
Or on your watch, can you see how many unanswered emails you have?
I know already. I have two inboxes. My Gmail, I have two unread, and I'm keeping them unread because it's like I have to
you have to answer them.
And my work email, I have 7.
She's my peeps. Except that I have right
I
now.
I expected this from her. Her job is organizing.
That's true. She
like
is
her
an
life
organizer.
Is organization.
And but you never know because behind the scenes.
That's true.
Like, let me ask you this. Is this weird that people, I did have an organizer once come over to my house and I have clutter on the countertops because I'm always trying to organize the piles and figure out where everything mm-hmm. goes. But when you open up my cabinets, they're all very organized. The problem is there's no space in the cabinets for the stuff on the, because I haven't figured out where those things go.
It sounds like your purse conundrum again. It's like,
yeah,
it's,
like I want pockets.
Yeah, you are,
but I don't
you
have
are
enough
a
pockets.
Pocket pile person.
I need spaces for everything.
We call them doom piles. It's because she refuses to accept that she's ADHD.
Mm.
One Adderall would change your life, lady.
Ace OCD.
No.
I think that, first of all, piles are my actual nightmare. I don't allow, like,
Clea's never allowed to come
anything
over.
On my counters. I don't even allow a paper towel holder.
Oh my gosh,
to be on
you
my
can't
counters.
Come over my house.
All hangouts are at your house.
Yeah, that's, but I think I keep my house pretty neat compared to a lot of people I know.
My house is, I will say, it's insane. Like, not nary a thing. Like, everything has to be put away.
But do you get rid of a lot? Because I'm
yes.
a little bit, I'm borderline hoarder.
No, I get rid of
How do you do that
lot.
With kids, though?
Are
you just train them?
It's easy. I take them things away.
Oh.
Yeah. And if they want something new, they have to.
See, my kids have Prime bottle collections and Mr. Beast wrapper collections.
That's my son. But they all
reptile
have to go.
Collections. And
so they have a place for those.
Everything has to have a place. If it doesn't have a place, it can't live in the house.
See, that's my problem is everything wow. has to have a place, but I can't get rid of the things I need to find. Like, the things I have to handle, I have to keep out.
Can we do that mom swap
them.
Thing where you can come in and train all of my hoarders?
Yes. Yes.
Because I would be, I'm happy. You know, get rid of anything, I am, it's glorious
I
day.
Did a hoarder movie last year, and I was like.
A dumpster is my favorite thing.
But the, oh, not me. Because I also hate waste, and I'm, like, so weird about
But if you
that
donate
kind of stuff.
It,
yeah.
it's, like, it yeah. has a second life.
I know.
Here's what my feeling is, and I preach this, but I live it. It does not do the item any good. You're not servicing yourself or the item by holding on to something that you don't need, use, or love. If you,
what if someone gave it to you and you feel bad giving it away because it was a gift?
Let it have another life. It deserves better. It deserves better than someone who doesn't love it.
Okay.
Any,
is this like
any,
if it doesn't give you joy?
Tea towel or dish towel with like words on it that yeah. your mother-in-law gave you. Just get rid of it. Like,
I only have one for my husband that says, what's cooking good looking?
Okay, but no one's ever going to come and check to see if you still have the candlesticks, you know?
That's true.
You just let them
no
go.
No one's ever come in and asked. I have a fear of it, but no one's ever come in and asked me like, hey, where's that thing I got you?
I know. But I went to my mother-in-law's house recently and she had all the things out that I had given her on the counter. I was like, did she do this on purpose?
She did it on purpose.
She totally did it on
100%
purpose.
100%.
She pulls them out when you come to
yes.
town.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, my kids, they have the same rule. They have to live by it. Everything has to have a home and it has to go away at the end yeah. of the night. So, you know, I got like even a floor basket. My kids are sentimental about some stuffed animals still.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to live in that basket. If yeah. they yeah. exceed that basket, that's the designated space.
I'm pretty good about it. I feel like I still have a little ways to go. Mainly with like paperwork I have to go through. It's like all mail, paperwork, stuff that I like.
I hate paper.
My torn, oh, my pocket purse,
you know what
by
we
the
should
way,
do?
Ripped. I have to bring it to a
shop. We should let her see Logan's office after this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I tell you, like, I
then you'll
live
know what I'm
minimally.
Working with.
I got rid of my wedding photos. I was like, I digitize them. I don't need these.
I tried to digitize mine, and I lost the digital copies, so I still have to stick with the negatives.
I am just like, I can't with things. There is not one photo in my entire house of my family.
What?
No kids. No us.
Oh, I'm afraid to have you at my house, and I think you would hate it.
I am like, I just, I don't know. It's just.
Your sentiment is not. In things.
I have a few very sentimental things.
Oh, I have everything. I have a honey pot. This is when I was doing this hoarder movie. I literally told people, I'm like, there's a difference between a collector and a hoarder, and it's just yes. how much space you have. And my biggest example is I have this honey pot that's from my uncle's house. He passed away like 15 years ago. But the crazy thing is, like, I never saw that honey pot in his house. I've never, like, been there. It wasn't a sentimental thing. I didn't use it or see it, or it doesn't. But I'm afraid if I get rid of it, I'll never think of him again. Because when I walk by, I think of him. He's...
Well, then that's special. I mean, again, we have rules for how we get rid of things. And again, you need to need it, use it, or love it. If something's special and sentimental... You know, and love it can also mean special.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't it doesn't mean that you have to like
have a lot of special things.
Well, you know, I would challenge you to really go through those things and make a conscious decision about whether they're really special.
See, I did when I moved here, but when I moved here, I got this room with these giant shelves and they needed to be filled.
No, they do not.
And
they do not. That's show me how to for. That's right. What books are for.
Well, the books are taken over too. That's not pretty.
I
have
books
piling up everywhere.
Like, I love books.
They're overflowing. I've actually filled the coffee table with them. I was like, we got to get rid of some.
But again, so what? We just moved into a new house. We built it for the last 2 years. It's a nightmare. Don't suggest. Don't ever do it. It's so terrible. But we built our new house. And when we moved, I mean, I'm also a serial mover, I have to say. We've lived in Nashville for 9 years, and this is our fifth house.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
But this is it, I promise. I'm not building
again.
Well,
you built
it. I cannot do this again. So, no, I'm staying
here. This is forever.
This is forever. I'm being carried out in a box out of this house. But I went through every single item, every drawer, every shelf. I even went through my own sentimental boxes and was like, that's not that sentimental anymore. Like I literally got rid of my own sentimental things.
Wow.
And I got rid of books. And again, you can donate all these.
Yes.
So I needed to only have what I wanted to display, what I wanted to keep. And my rule with sentimental items too, again, you have to honor the item. It's not in a pile somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to honor the item. You either display it
or
you store
it. My piles are really only paperwork that have to be done. That's what my piles are. Or magazines to look through.
No.
Like my piles are not.
Magazines can go.
Yeah, I know, but there's a few I like to look at.
Okay, but like, but then like, look at them.
Like Cheekwood. I want to know what's going on at Cheekwood.
Do you really?
There are
you could walk
there
across
right
the street.
The tulips. I want to go see the tulips. But I need to know what the
There's
hours.
A billboard on Harding. Okay. There are tulips now.
You Cheekwood, for anyone who doesn't know, is like a garden. What do you mansion
it's
garden?
See, yeah.
It was the Coffee Maxwell House Mansion. Yes.
That's what it was?
Yes. It was the Maxwell House Mansion. They donated their home, which is the museum, and then their amazing gardens and
they
and
do
land.
Such fun. I love their events there.
I love Cheekwood.
Yeah. Oh, we'll meet there. We'll meet there and have a coffee.
Okay,
and then
that's what we'll do.
I'm not inviting you to my house now.
Okay, I love to go on walks in Cheekwood.
Oh,
Cheekwood's a great walk.
I'll do that.
Place. Yeah, it's very fun.
Oh, I would love that.
You come with your little coffee and we do a walk.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you for being here. This
oh
was
my gosh.
So wonderful,
thank
so fun.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
And now we're all best friends and we're going to go take a walk at Cheekwood.
Yeah, we're going to go meet at Cheekwood.
And just say things like, excuse me for
better
being alive.
Than Percy Warnick, she makes you do those
stairs. Excuse me for living.
Oh, the stairs. I live next to the stairs. I will never. You will never see me on those
stairs. I'll go
steps.
Run up and she down those stairs.
Talk about peer pressure.
But it's weird. They don't look that intimidating. And then you get up there you're like,
oh, they look pretty intimidating. I will, if I am run, if I tell you I'm running on the, or going, walking on the Bellmead steps, I have been kidnapped. That is my kidnap code, which I also, do you guys have kidnap codes?
No, but I love it.
Oh, that's what you text your friend if you've been kidnapped.
Mine's going to be, excuse me for living.
Excuse me for living. Mine is, I'm on the Bellmead stairs right now. And then you know that I've been taken.
Mine is, my inbox is empty.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You know what mine is for real? If I ever text any of you with the number 2 instead of T-O, I've been kidnapped.
Oh.
Or the letter U.
Okay.
Like, is that just a pet peeve?
It's, what time are you saving? What you can't type two letters?
I 100% agree with this.
You can't type two letters?
Shift and then get the number.
What in the world? What time are you saving?
None of us are doing like the QWERTY keyboard anymore.
And no,
like,
not anymore.
Y-O-U? Like you can't do that, you know?
No, no. I know. I've gone to, I won't even shorten Christmas anymore to the Xmas.
I won't
like,
either.
Capital C, Christmas.
Yeah. I am neurotic about that stuff. Like every contact
the grammar
in.
Stuff.
Yes. Oh, I'm crazy.
Are you going to correct my like your and your?
I always do.
My husband does
so
it.
I so appreciate
like,
when people do that actually.
But my husband does it. And I'm like, you know, I was in a hurry and I was just like, you're getting the kids or, and I'll write the wrong your and he's like, excuse me.
I grew up that way. My mom is a nutso about all this. And so one time John got the cover, his photo was the cover of Vanity Fair and it was amazing.
Oh no.
And I sent, in all caps, I sent the picture of the magazine to my mom and I said, John's photo made the cover. And she wrote back, John apostrophe S.
Oh no.
Yeah. I thought
you were going to say there was like a grammatical error on the cover.
I can't be happy in a rush and just all caps. Yeah. No. John apostrophe.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
This is so fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have like bonus content, I think, now. So
this is amazing.
Can't wait to hear Stella's phone call.
Yes. We'll cut that out.
No, you can leave it.
I think it's hilarious.
I think
every mom who listens to this is going to be like, yep, there it is.
Yeah. Well, and now I know how quickly girls go from mad to crying, because my kids don't really get to that. They just, it's screaming and yelling till they hang up. But.
Oh, it's, and what better way to describe a 13-year-old girl?
Oh, it was perfect.
Right here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That is just screaming at me about a math tutor.
Womanette, what? Womanette binge.